remember to remember.
Remember to remember, Shad on Discorder Radio. It is Remembrance Day, November 11th. Happy Remembrance Day to all our Discorder listeners. Good to have the usual crew with us. CJ the DJ, Matt Muse, and Liz Holiday. Happy Hello. Remembrance Day, all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How have your Remembrance Days been thus far?
Oh, not bad. I don't know. What were you up to today, Wade?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Matt. I decided to maximize this lovely autumn day and ride my bike on down to Victory Square, where there was probably about, 20,000 people that had all kind of spilled into the square. The streets were all closed off. Oh, yeah, it was the streets from basically Dunsmuir northbound were closed off, and there was no traffic on Pender or Hastings, and it was just hordes of people piling into Victory Square for the big ceremony. At I guess it started at 9:45, but 11 a.m. was the playing of the last post and the reading of Flanders Fields and the placing of the wreaths. It was a nice Remembrance Day on a beautiful autumn morning. That's how I spent my Remembrance Day. How about yourself, Matt?
Funny you should ask. I spent a better part of my morning reading a series of articles published by a good friend of mine who we actually just in the spring graduated from the same program, the UBC School of Journalism. My friend Brittany Dennison has her thesis published on the Tyee, which you can check out at thetyee.ca if you're not familiar. It's a series of interviews with it's three interviews with three Afghan war vets, many of whom are like young. They're like in their 20s, and it's sort of their experience coming back and trying to reintegrate into society and how difficult that's been for a lot of them. And it's gripping stuff, and I'm really glad she was able to get it published.
Awesome. And that's on the Tyee, thetyee.ca. Of course, Tyee is a big supporter of local independent media here in Vancouver. And happy that I know Brittany as well. We actually took a course together, so happy to hear her thesis got published and that you spent your morning doing something that was very Remembrance Day-esque.
I try.
Yeah. I won't ask Liz and CJ what they did for Remembrance Day because we got to move on with the show, but I'm sure whatever it was, they remembered in their own special way. Okay. So this is something I got turned on to earlier today. Liz, actually, we can get you involved in this because you saw this as well.
Yes, I did.
The Canadian band Colorado, Juno nominees. Actually, they were nominated for Juno the same year that Shad won for his TSOL album, 2011. They were nominated for Best New Group. And their most recent album, White Paint, there's a track on it called So It Goes. It's a catchy little tune. Didn't really give it much of a second thought until I saw this great little mini documentary today about a real, I guess you could say a Remembrance Day-esque connection to this song. So the story goes, and Liz, you can help me out with this one as well. If I miss in, you can help fill in the blanks.
Of course.
But Menno Versteeg, who is, I guess, one of the lead vocalists in Colorado, his grandfather is from Holland. And during the war, back in 1940, Germany invaded Holland, decimated Holland, and the Dutch were scrambling to survive or fight back if they could. So apparently Menno's grandfather disguised himself as a veterinarian.
Yeah, he was a forger. He was a really talented forger. So he made himself a passport that said he was a veterinarian because he was part of the Dutch resistance. And so he could use that to get around town. And the Germans would employ him to heal like sick animals. And he just kind of had to hope that they would get better on their own because he didn't have any veterinary skills. And then once enough of these animals died, the Germans kind of realized that something must have been up with that. So they arrested him.
They arrested him, and I think he was then supposed to be killed.
Executed.
It was scheduled to be executed, and they put him in the care of some other, I guess, a German officer and said, okay, execute this one. And then I guess they had a moment or maybe more than a few moments to chat. So this is the Dutch faux veterinarian kind of laid his case out to the German officer and said, if you were in my shoes and your country is being attacked, what would you do? And he goes, I would probably do the same thing you're doing.
Right.
And somehow they came to an understanding. So instead of executing him, the German officer then put him in solitary confinement. And
for 2 years.
Two whole years. Mm-hmm. And in the, again, in the little video, you see this in this tiny, tiny little cell.
Yeah.
And then time passes. The war, I guess, ends up, the war ends. And then, the, you know, a few little holes in the story. But we find out that about 5 years later, the German officer is on trial for war crimes and is about to be killed. And then the Dutch faux veterinarian who spent 2 years mm-hmm. in solitary confinement comes out of nowhere to
attend the trial and tell his story and end up saving his life.
Saved his life.
Yeah.
So they kind of saved each other's lives. It's a great story about, you know, I guess a bit of international brotherhood despite the political forces that were trying to pull them apart.
Yeah.
But the story doesn't end there. Fast forward 60 years later, closer to 70 years later.
Yeah.
And the grandson of the Dutch faux veterinarian is Menno Versteeg of Colorado.
Lead singer.
He, somehow, through the internet, he finds the grandson of the German soldier. They get in contact. Colorado goes to Germany to meet up with him. And they have a beer. They share a laugh. They share a hug. It's just a beautiful moment where they both mm-hmm. kind of acknowledge that if it wasn't for their grandfathers, who both long since passed on, neither of them would get to enjoy this beautiful moment with each other.
Yeah, and they saved each other's lives.
Yeah.
And so he wrote this song also. So it goes, he wrote it right after his grandfather died, like the day that he died, he said. So it obviously had that kind of connection to his grandfather. And then, I mean, his grandfather was clearly quite a remarkable person, had quite the story. So
such a story. And if you want to hear more about the story, check out our Facebook page, Discord Radio on Facebook. We've actually put a link up to this little mini documentary and music video by Colorado. So without further ado, in honor of Remembrance Day, let's play the great song to accompany this great story, Colorado, So It Goes, on Discord Radio. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on Discorder Radio. Thank you, Shad. Thank you, Colorado, for that great little Remembrance Day-inspired bit there. By the way, again, check out the video. Great little video. They're all riding their bikes through Holland, playing in front of windmills. Great little tribute to that great story of their grandfather's meeting from Colorado. And thanks to War Baby. That's what we heard just there. The last track was Coal Mine Canary from their Jesus Horse album. We're expecting new music from War Baby in the near future. War Baby also played a great show this past Friday night at the Hindenburg, everybody's favorite new venue. They played with The Wandering Halls, Darth Secrets, and Eric Campbell and the Dirt, who through the Facebook world I heard were stoked to hear their tune on Discorder Radio last week. And we were stoked to play it. So thanks for that, Eric. Speaking of the Hindenburg, it is Tuesday. It's time for Shindig. Shindig Talk. Shindig Night number 4. We have, let's bring some of our Discordarian experts on Shindig into the mix here. Liz Holiday is with us. Hello, Liz.
Yes. Tonight, we are... The bands that we have are Malk, Double Standards, and Speller.
Mm.
So
now, before we go into too much about these bands tonight, what we've been doing for the last couple weeks, we've been doing a bit of like a look back on the week that was.
Oh yes.
So yes. Last Tuesday night. Anyways, it was night number 3, and we had 3 acts, which included The Screaming Queens, The Spheres, both of which we played samples of on the radio. And the one band we didn't play a sample of was Revered.
Revered, the champion of the night.
Yes, but Revered got the last laugh because not only did they win the night, so not only did we not miss a great opportunity by playing them, but they were the winners.
They were.
And we are, we're winners because we actually get the chance to chat with them right now.
So we all win.
Yes, everybody's winning. So let's welcome to the show Emmett from Revered. Hello, Emmett.
I am Revered.
Hello.
That was a very epic intro. How are you doing?
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. How's it going there?
Great. Great. So congrats again on your big shindig victory last weekend. How was that experience for you?
It was pretty good. You missed it, Mr. Wade.
I did.
Yeah, you didn't get to bask in the splendor. That was Revered's grand debut of all time. Yeah.
I was, deep secretly hoping they would start the show later or you guys would play later, but I missed out, unfortunately. Egg on my face.
Oh, well. There will be next time because, like you mentioned, we won and we'll be back January 13th, I believe, is when the semifinals get off to a start. And we're up the first of first week of the semifinals, yeah.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Now, you guys are incredibly different from the usual crop of shindig bands. So how do you see yourself fitting into the whole music, the Vancouver music scene?
Well, that might be a problem because I don't see Revered fitting in anywhere. That being said, it is it's undeniably an entertaining project. Let's see, how do I say it? It's really derivative music, but it's also something you've never heard before, probably. And you still really can't hear anything because we got nothing really to show, which is leaves me kind of compromised at this juncture because we have one kind of small demo up on our SoundCloud page, but hopefully by December we'll have some actual material to show the world.
Yeah, actually, we have a bit of that. I think we may even have a little sample of that. I believe the track is called Dying Forever, or it's the Dying Forever
demo.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of that, which is a tune in the works. But that was the opening track that we started out with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Where do I begin with
we'll give you a second to collect your thoughts while we just give a little sample of the Dying Forever demo here in the background. So give you a chance to collect your thoughts here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there we go. The Dying Forever demo from Revered.
Sure.
Now, Revered is it's a byproduct of the Sunday Service. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a long story behind that. My name's Emmett Hall, and I'm the piano man, music guy behind the comedy group, the Sunday Service.
Sunday Service, by the way, was featured in Discorder magazine.
Yeah.
We believe it was earlier in the year.
Last year
winter.
Ago this time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been involved with the alternative comedy community in Vancouver for nigh on a decade at this point. But I thought it was time to explore a bit more of an earnest outlet for some of the musical attributes I've got. That being said, Revered is not without its own sense of humor. It's really, I guess you could say, an exercise in exorcising my demons through bombast and mockery somewhat. In the end, it kind of sounds like, I don't know, like Kate Bush being pushed through a Sega Genesis or something.
Wow, what a obscure reference.
And I worked with a guy named Pietro San Marco, who's affiliated with Weekend Leisure, which is a kind of like an art / comedy / karaoke collective in town. I think they run a show every Monday at the Astoria. And he's the sound guy for for Weekend Leisure. And he and I worked on a song for a big project called Steel Viper Force, which was kind of an independent action comedy movie put on with Weekend Leisure and starring Cam McLeod. And Pietro and I worked together on a song called Hunting for Human. And that was a big kind of send up of kind of like Eye of the Tiger style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, epic. We realized there's some potential here for a fun project. And now we're venturing into this thing called Revered. Yeah.
So when did the Hunting for Human project, when was that produced?
I'm trying to even think. That might even be like two Christmases ago at this point.
So in the past 2 years, have you been sort of slowly planning your how you were going to conquer the Vancouver music scene?
Yeah, it's been a slow, arduous process, whether trying to bide my time, put the right cogs in the white, or in the right wheels and stuff like that, at the same time about having the confidence to actually try and produce this stuff the way I want to. That being said, we're still figuring it out as we go, because last week was literally our grand debut. No one had ever seen us, let alone even heard us.
And what's funny now, is that from talking to people in the crowd before they made the announcement, I think a lot of people thought it was just thought it was a joke. But it was obviously a successful joke, or the joke was on them, because you guys killed it and you won.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I came out in a cape. We had hidden guitarists, and we had funky dance moves, but, and like I said, it's, it is kind of a big send up, but, at the same time I do, there's earnest content throughout the bravado, so to speak.
Well, you've definitely made us that much more intrigued to make sure we're there for your semifinal performance in January.
Yeah.
And for those that are listening right now, if you want to get a bit of a sample, I suggest going to YouTube, typing in Hunting for a Human, the theme from Steel Viper Force.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best, the most accurate visual depiction you'll get at this stage until you join us in January at the Shindig.
Yeah, and it also features Ken Lawson on guitar, who was also there with us last week, and hopefully will be with us in future endeavors. And it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken. So is that so Revered is yourself, Emmett Hall, and Ken?
Ken Lawson on guitar, and with Pietro Sammarco, who does a lot of the producing and helps me the compositions.
Excellent. Okay, Emmett, well, congrats again on your win, and we look forward to seeing you in January, and we're going to play this track right now, this Hunting for Human.
Excellent.
On Discord Radio on CITR.
Predator who's prey, the deadliest game, 'cause nobody wins. I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
For 3 decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its 4th decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. Shindig congratulates Revered for passing into the semifinals. This November 11th, come to the Hindenburg for the bright pop rock of Speller, the dark surf pop of Malk, and make sure you bring earplugs for Double Standards Hardcore.
Thank you, Jonathan Q, the new voice of Shindig here on CITR. It is Tuesday, which is pretty fitting that Discord Radio happens on Tuesday because it is Shindig Day as well. We get a chance to, it's been a bit of a tradition now. We talk to the winning band from the last week and we get to hype up some of the bands for this week or this night, tonight. I'm having trouble with my timelines today. So Liz Holiday, who do we have this week?
This week, as I mentioned before, we have Malk, who was featured in Discord this month.
Hold on, let's get your... Let's see. Oh, there you go.
Can
okay.
You hear me now? Hello. Right. We have Malk, who is featured in Discorder this month. Sorry, I just said this week.
Malk.
Your time thing is messing me up. We also have Double Standards, which is a hardcore band. And we have Speller.
Now, through your research, you found some really interesting titles in the song selection these bands had.
Oh, yes, I did. That was Double Standards, actually. One moment. I believe I know one of their songs that I was looking at playing. Oh yes, is called Shit Park. So if you look,
can you
up,
say that in the radio?
I don't. Well, I did.
You just did.
I just did.
Yes, she can.
I can.
Okay. Thank you, CJ.
Thank
the
you.
Voice of reason.
So
for the autumn season.
If you're trying to get an impression of what the Double Standards show is going to be like, they are a hardcore band, and they do recommend on their own Bandcamp page that you bring earplugs if you're going to see one of their shows. So. That's what I would recommend.
I'm sure Matt Muse has an extra pair of those. Matt Muse, who's sitting to our left here, is Mr. Earplugs. I'm so proud. Every time I look over, every time I see your show, you always got earplugs.
Well, you know, my ears are my living, Wade. I gotta be able to hear.
This is true. I think I'm a little bit jealous that you're so, or not jealous, but I'm impressed that you always seem to have a pair on you at any given time. So it's good. It's excellent preparedness.
It's because I think ahead, Wade.
Yeah, well done. We're gonna hear some of Matt's thinking ahead in an interview shortly, but right now we'll get back to our Shindig chat. Sorry, Liz,
oh,
you were
yes.
saying?
Oh, no, not at all. But Double Standards, yeah, they have some good song names, including Legless Pirate, which in brackets says, don't give a F, which I guess I'm also not allowed to say on the radio.
Don't give a frig, right?
Don't give a flying hoot.
Frig.
You just brought a gun to a bomb fight. 1-2-3 Tsunami. Famous is Dead, and the previously mentioned Shit Park. So they've got they sound pretty hardcore.
I like these guys already.
Yeah.
Sound like a shit ton of fun.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. Did I say that?
Third time's the charm. So, yes, we have Double Standards. Speller is kind of like a bright, bubbly pop. That might be an incorrect description, but a kind of folky pop, girl-fronted outfit, if that gives you an impression. And then we do have Malk, who, like I said, is featured in Discorder this month. Again, not showing any favoritism.
Not at all.
We haven't done that about every week. But Malk is a 5-piece from Abbotsford. And they've actually only been together since 2013. So it's only been like a year. But in that time, they recorded a demo and then changed their band over and then recorded a new EP.
And somehow managed to get themselves... And a feature article in Discorder magazine and a great billing on this week's Shindig.
Exactly.
So go on Malk.
Uh-huh. And their new EP is coming out on the 13th of December, so it's coming out pretty soon. So you could be just getting on the Malk train tonight, right before they take off.
All right. Let's let's give this little single a play here. This is Switch by Malk on Discorder Radio. Playing tonight at Shindig on CITR 101.9. We're back in Discord Radio. Switch was the name of that track by the band Malk from Abbotsford, whose album, by the way, is available for a free download. So check it out online. Malk, by the way, also the subject of a feature article in this month's copy of Discorder magazine, a great little article by Kiefer Pellick, page 62 and 63. Good little story there. Read up on Malk. Or, better yet, come see them tonight at the Hindenburg as part of Shindig number 4, where they are playing along with two other bands. One is called Double Standard. The other is called Speller. Who will win? We'll find out tonight. We usually find out by about 12:15. So a bit of a late one, but nonetheless, good times all around. Okay, rolling right along. Matt Muse, we're talking about thinking ahead. You had to do some thinking ahead because you had you planned this out, and I'm very proud that we were able to make this happen without a hitch. So I'll let you delve a little further into what we're talking about here.
Right. So a couple weeks ago, so there's a Canadian rapper by the name of Buck65. He's out of Mount Uniac, Nova Scotia. And he had a new album out, and I really wanted to play this one song on the radio. It's called Super Pretty Naughty, and it's just this ridiculous pop song that he made, and it's on the middle of his otherwise very depressing album. But CJ vetoed it because it sounds way too much like, you know, some Nicki Minaj stuff. And it totally does, but it's like very much like stylistically making fun of that whole thing. Anyway, CJ didn't want to play it, and I was So I then found out that he was coming to town. So I wanted to see the show, but I also decided to get an interview because I know that he has a background in college radio, and I thought there'd be lots of fun stuff to talk about. So I did, and he was at Fortune Sound Club on Saturday, and I sat down with him before the show. And this is the interview. So this is Buck65 at Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver on Saturday. So I'm here at Fortune Sound Club, and I'm with
Buck65. You can call me Rich.
My name is Buck65. 65, so watch your back. That's why I told you up front that I was 65. Now my name is Buck. No name.
You actually got your start on college radio. Can you tell me about that show that you hosted?
So, let's see. I guess I started at CKDU, the Dalhousie campus station in Halifax, in 1989. The year I graduated from high school, and it started out that I took over a show that, man, that was so long ago, I can't even remember what that was called. I remember that it was a guy named DJ Doc Fresh who hosted it for years, and I was a fan of the show, and so, you know, when I finished high school, I went in there to volunteer, and I was basically told, well, we have a hip-hop show, and so, you know, we don't really need another one. But, you know, kind of putting your time here, and who knows what sort of opportunities might pop up. And then just one day, Doc Fresh didn't show up, and so they just kind of called me in a panic, like, can you get in there and cover him? And it was on the weekend, so no one otherwise wanted to go in and cover it anyhow. And so I did, and I don't know exactly what happened there, but he ended up kind of missing a stretch of time. And so several weeks in a row passed where I filled in on that show, and eventually it was just sort of determined that he wasn't coming back. So there I was. And it was a bit of a trial by fire because, as is the case, you know, with a lot of radio and longstanding radio shows, people get real loyal to their hosts, and they didn't like me being there. I was getting a lot of angry phone calls every week from people who wanted Doc Fresh back, so I had to put in a lot of time to just sort of build the trust of the audience that was there and to begin to grow my own. And then eventually, like I said, that was on a weekend. It was on a Sunday evening, early Sunday evening. I eventually moved to a new time slot of my own on Tuesdays, and it was, you know, my own show, although the format stayed basically the same. And like every other campus hip-hop show in the 90s, it was called The Basement. I have learned since that everybody called their radio show that. And then as the years passed and my musical tastes broadened, and I took more and more of an interest in exploring the music that hip-hop producers were using to make their music, you know, through sampling. I wanted to get into playing kind of more of that stuff. And I kind of revamped the show and rechristened it The Treatment. And all told, it was 11 years that I put in there. It was basically until around the time I signed my record deal and started touring all the time, and I just ended up missing, you know, my show a lot, and I just kind of couldn't sustain it, so I had to very reluctantly give it up because I really loved it, and I still think fondly on those days, and there's still a part of me that daydreams about getting back into campus radio one day, because in a lot of ways it's kind of the best, and it's I don't know, it's where the glory is, if you ask me. So I'd love to have my own show again.
Did your station ever do a zine at all?
I can't remember if we did or not.
Well, at CITR, we do have our own zine, and it's Discorder.
It's legendary. It's been around forever, hasn't it?
Since 1983.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time, and there's probably not too many that were around in 83 that are still around now. But I've known about this, it seems, since I was born, pretty much. It's kind of a thing that if you're into music in this country, forget this city, but in this country, I think people know about this thing. It's a thing. It's a real thing. In fact, I bet you some of the first press I ever got was probably in Discorder a million years ago. Because when I started releasing my own music, I wasn't releasing it. It was Sloan that was releasing it on their label, Murder Records. And in those days, there was a lot of interest in everything that they were doing. And I think they had some sort of publicist with their operation early on. It was a small operation, but I think it was kind of in those Murder Records days that I remember talking to some folks at Discorder. Probably, you know, the better part of 20 years ago. Well, no, forget that. It was definitely 20 years ago, maybe more. I'm old. Real old.
You've got a new record out.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, it's called Never Love, and it's an album, the songs for which I started writing about 3 years ago, when my wife took a hike, and I was just sort of dealing with that and trying to sort through how I was feeling and just kind of how to get my feet back under me. And there would just be sort of bad times where, not knowing what else to do, I just start writing and in some cases recording. And at the time, I wasn't necessarily thinking about sharing the stuff. I was just kind of trying to help myself through that time. And eventually, you know, I played some of the material for a few people. I might have, shown my manager a few songs. And so the question became, well, do you want to offer this up to other people to hear? And it was sort of a scary question. And then, yeah, kind of 3 years later, a long time in the making, after I started putting the material together, it was released just this past September, so a few weeks back. And, so far, so good. It's been a little tough and weird kind of going down the road again and spending time with sort of like the sentiments, you know, and the stuff that I was thinking about going through and writing about. But, you know, it's out there in the world, and it's taken on its own life, and I'm touring around the world with the record now, and it's been fun. Ignored by a boring girl, buying flowers for no reason, hiding from the warring world, shadows of my friends. A while back, you know, I went home last year for Christmas, And I just ran into an old friend, and we caught up, and it was a guy that I started making music with a million years ago. And we just basically said, hey, we should do something. And we just started knocking around ideas. Lo and behold, in the end, we just sort of like, I mean, total bedroom styles. This is like a thing where I'm just like recording vocals in my bathroom on my, you know, computer or whatever. But we just kind of put together this scrappy little project, and I started performing some of the songs and stuff like that. And so there is this group of songs about laundry. It's all about laundry. And it's really a very, very different record from Never Love. Yeah, Laundromat Boogie, it's called. It exists.
And who's the guy who produced it?
Yeah, Joe Run Bombay is the guy, a hip-hop producer from Halifax, who I started out with. I guess probably the first songs we made together were like 89. He showed me the ropes. He taught me how to like DJ and make beats and stuff. The work this guy does is bonkers. And if I was going to recommend one thing to anybody, it would be check out Joe Run Bombay's YouTube channel, because it's incredible work. Like a fabric softener, like you do when you see a police officer. Hey, I'm Buck65, and when I'm not doing laundry, I'm listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Pop the balloon, give me the stinky stink, zone of the bone, and the skin of my rink, think no clean, none of things, nope, and nope, and nope, doing a load in the machine with the soap and soap, nothing on underneath my sweatpants, yo, it's funky in here, girl, let's dance, go, shaking them, bouncing them, popping it, don't stop. Checking you out and I swear that I saw. You're bouncing to the beat and not wearing a bra. Doking and spinning and sloshing between. Shaking your body like a washing machine. Pocket full of razzle and a hook and a cut. I'm giving you permission to look at my butt. Wash them, rinse them, spin them, make it hot. Laundromat boogie, baby, jiggle my junk. Laundromat boogie, baby, bubble the boobs. Laundromat boogie, baby, jiggle my junk. Laundromat boogie, baby, bubble the boobs. Bubble the boobs. On the boat, it's dingling time. Something in my sweatpants, I'm diggling mine. Chinese chicken balls tonight, lock and load. I want kick and I'm ready to rock and roll. Dancing machine, I break loose to be free. There's a star in the sky, and it used to be me. Popcorn, 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 popcorn. Throw your hands in the air like Yasuo Puig. I'm dancing with the girl, and she's out of my league. Three high fives, yeah, I want them from you. Give me three high fives. Dancing all night till I'm dirty, dog tired. Shake your skeleton like your body on fire. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it up. Laundromat boogie, baby, jiggle my junk. Laundromat boogie, baby, bobble the boots. Laundromat boogie, baby, jiggle my junk. Laundromat boogie, baby, bobble the boots. Bobble the boots, bobble the boots. Bobble them, bobble them, bobble the boots. Jiggle my junk, jiggle my junk. Boogie. In the honey pot and licking the spoon. Took a smell, hook yourself up to the moon. Backside bouncing like it's made out of foam rubber. Yo, I'm a fireman, give me your phone number. Spent to be babe, we're water and fire. We're side by side like a washer and dryer. Bang, bang, see up jump. Boogie to the boogity beat. Heading to the laundromat and go on an expedition. Doing a dance that looks like a sex position. Just say when it will go if you say so. Under my clothes I'm going a rainbow. Sweatpants dancer looking for an answer. I'm the type of guy to leave my drawers in your hamper. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it up. Shaking them, bouncing them, popping it, don't stop. Wash them, rinse them, spin them, make it hot.
There we go, Buck 65, the Laundromat Boogie.
title track from the album that he just released with Joe Run, as you heard in that interview. And hopefully you preferred that one, CJ, over the one that I originally wanted to play.
Absolutely did. Took me back. Well, It's Cool Stuff is the best.
For sure, yeah. You can grab that from Joe Run's Bandcamp.
Nice. Great. Sounds like a really nice guy. I actually had the chance to meet him about 10 years ago in Australia. I actually asked him for a photo, and then my Aussie buddy was being real cheeky. He goes, "Oh, here you go, mate." And he gave the camera to Buck 65 to get a photo of us. True story. But yeah.
One thing I should mention really quick that I forgot to at the start. He also, if you recognize the voice, he hosts Drive on CBC Radio 2. So your Drive Time music show on Radio 2. Same guy.
I felt like I was listening to Radio 2, listening to that interview. And to have Radio 2 acknowledge Discorder as legendary, I have to admit, some warm and fuzzies going on right here.
Yeah, college radio. Aww. College radio. That's where it's at.
Nice.
You heard it.
Good stuff. Well, thanks again for that, Matt. CJ, you saw a great show last night.
Yes, sir.
Who'd you see?
What was
it all about?
It was Jaguar and Arrival. For those of you who know or not know, Jaguar is an amazing seven-piece funk band, more like jungle funk, they're really good. They've got, you know, trumpet, trombone, saxophone, keys, bass, blues guitar and drums, and such great energy, really good stage presence, killing it with amazing covers by James Brown, Bill Withers, Pharrell
awesome.
Williams Happy, and like amazing tracks. They ended it with Kanye's Homecoming. It was a great show.
Very cool.
And of course, Derival opened for them. And of course, Derival are one of the top three in the Peak Performance Project.
We will get into more of that next week.
Yes,
definitely, because that is coming up in 10 days' time, the Peak Performance finale, an important, very important event here for the Vancouver indie music scene. But right now, let's play some music from Jaguar. CJ, what are we going to play?
We're going to play a track called Pick Up the Pieces, which is a cover by a band called Average White Band back in the day. So this is Jaguar with Pick Up the Pieces. And we'll be back. We'll be right back. So that's a little sample of Jaguar. They played last night at the Biltmore with Derival. It's a great show.
And they played right here in our studio on Discord Radio about 6 months ago or so.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
And with the Odds Report very recently.
Ah, yes.
So this track, Pick Up the Pieces, available for free download on their Bandcamp page. So definitely check it out at jaguar7.bandcamp.com.
Nice. We got to wrap things up. We want to thank everybody who's a part of the show today. Of course, DJ CJ, Matt Muse, Liz Holiday, and our interview guests, Emmett Hall of The Revered and Sunday Service. And of course, the legendary Buck 65, Rich Trefry, returning the legendary shout outs to us here at CITR. Speaking of legendary, I should say, we have Flex Your Head coming up in about 2 minutes' time. Right now, we're going to play a track to end off the show. These guys are coming to the Commodore Ballroom all the way from Newmarket, Ontario, along with Said the Whale and Pack AD. Yes, some more Shindy connections there. And it's all happening this Saturday at the Commodore. This is Tokyo Police Club to end it off for us today on Discord Radio. CITR 101.9. See you next week.